With Lagos State Government cancelling the last Saturday of the month general sanitation exercise and the state's waste management agency, LOMA, said to lack the capacity to evacuate solid waste generated in the state, concerned residents are worried that they could celebrate the Yuletide in filthy environment.
Mostly this festival mode, they're supposed to allow it so that people will clean everywhere. You will celebrate in a good environment.
Go to market. Everywhere is dirty, even the lawns. Look at the lawns. Filth, dirty water. Before, people will be there to clean. By the time you go to the market, it's so pretty.
With an estimated population of about 18 million people, Lagos reportedly generates 10,000 metric tons of waste daily. The gathering of waste on roads and other open spaces is carried out by employed street sweepers, while the state-owned waste management agency, the LOMA, moves about with refuse truck to collect them as heaped in bins and incinerators kept at strategic locations. Although the Yuletide is always marked by mass movement of people outside the state, the volume of waste generated remained high because too many parties during the period caused the littering of the physical environment with discarded takeaway plates, water bottles and sachets, food materials, animal blood, and others. Over the years, especially when the immediate past general manager of LOMA, Dr. La Oresonya, was in charge, the agency used to deploy personnel and equipment in full capacity to ensure what was then known as Clean Christmas and New Year. But residents allege that operations of the agency in the past few months have raised doubt over its competence in cleaning up the state. For instance, while some of the refuse trucks used by the agency are believed to look rickety, residents have complained that the heaps of waste generated by them stayed longer than necessary before they were evacuated.
Oftentimes, they don't come in time to pack the waste. So people will not give it to all these Aboki people, and they will just go and pour it on the lagoon.
Even the State Commission of Environment, Dr. Babatunde Adejare, admitted the gap in waste collection, a situation he noted warranted the overhaul of the state waste management system in the Cleaner Lagos initiative to begin soon. At a briefing, Dr. Adejare, who promised that the administration has brought the best of waste management practices to the state, explained that when operational, generated waste will be evacuated immediately by the private bodies who will solely be in charge, while LOMA acts as a regulatory body.
So now the capacity we have cannot manage our waste well. If private people come, they will treat it as a business, which is supposed to be. And in that way, we will have the value we are seeking for.
But until the much-anticipated Cleaner Lagos initiative fully begins, many believe it is not going to be an easy road, and this Yuletide will serve as litmus test. To this end, they appeal to residents to be patriotic enough by keeping their surroundings clean and tidy venues they use for partying.
I think I would advise people to try to keep their environment clean, because if you live in a good environment, you will have a healthier life.
Meanwhile, the new LOMA boss could not be easily contacted to explain his arrangements for the season. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.